ladies and gentlemen, take your seats, please.
I know who put that there.
Yes, it's that man again.
It's that man again. Yes, that man again. Yes, that Tommy Handley is here.
Once again, by providing hoses for the masses, he proves he's a public bomb factory. A great fill-up in brief and short is...
Love and pride and joy, this is Handley's boy. Oh, it's useless to complain. When trouble's brewing, it's his brewing. That man again.
Handley started letting his flats yet?
Oh, gee, lady. He let the lot before he laid the foundation stone.
But what about mine?
No hope, lady. Why, he let most of them twice over already.
But he's simply got to give me one.
But there's a waiting list a mile long. He's only got 100 flats, and he's taken 1,000 deposits.
Really? That's most interesting. Just the story I want. Good morning.
Oh, gee. Why don't I hush my big mouth? I hope she wasn't a reporter. A plane! With someone standing on the wing.
Sam!
Hello, Sam. Hey, Sam, that was a nasty bang. Was it one of ours?
It was you, boss.
Oh.
Where have you been?
Well, I can't tell you, but I've seen some wonderful fighting.
In the front line?
No, in the Red Lion. Two fellows rehearsing for Peace Night.
I thought you'd flown over to see Montgomery.
Yes, that's right. I went over to sing him a new song.
What song, boss?
Pop Goes the Vasel.
Well, what'd he say?
He said he'd heard it.
Did you see anyone else, boss?
Well, I saw a man rowing across the Rhine lighting a cigar with a hand grenade.
Did he see you, boss?
I think so. He kept on holding up two fingers and laughing. Now, let's get to business, Sam. Oh, dear. Hello?
What's been on the bottom?
I've paid the bill, Berry.
Yes, but it hasn't come out in tones and it never could.
Don't be a goose, Berry.
No, but what's coming before it and then it's going to be bottom?
I don't care a straw, Berry. That's the raspberry.
Hey, boss, was that Berry?
Yes, the black pudding. Well, now we must find a room in Tom's Bodybuildings to publish my paper.
But you don't know anything about publishing, boss.
Of course I do. I used to be war correspondent for Chums. Now, everybody must work on this paper, even you, Sam.
Me, boss? I'm not feeling very well.
Good, I'll make you the radio critic. Well, now we must be real journalists, Sam, so get a pub built next door. Then everything will go with a wallop.
Wallop, sir? I'll have a pint.
Hello, Colonel. Colonel, you're just the man I want for my paper. You can be the booze editor. You'll do a column every first of the month.
In that case, I must have a nom de plume.
Nom de plume? Certainly, I'll have a large one.
Yes,
oh, you mean a pen name. Well, any suggestions?
Well, I suggest I use the initials TT.
TT? What's that stand for, two tankards?
I say, I'll write about my drinking experiences abroad, sir.
That's a good idea. I'll call it A Breath from Our Bar-Flung Empire.
Now, in India, sir, my favorite tipple was known as Tiger Sweat.
Stripes, what a drink. Tiger Sweat? Why, after a couple of those, I'd be elephants.
I hear you met my son the other day.
Yes, that's right.
He's a teetotaler, you know.
Yes. I gathered that. It's a wonderful advertisement for water. Well, when I shook hands with him, a bucketful came out of his waistcoat.
Yes, water, sir. He gets that from my wife's people.
Oh?
They came from Minnetonka.
Yes.
He's a renegade, sir.
Lemonade? Sam, the colonel's not himself. Go and find out who he is, will you?
He's a great disappointment to me, sir.
I'm sorry.
Up to the age of 21, he'd never tasted water.
Well, he's made up for it since, judging by the tadpoles peeping out of his ears.
Yes, sir, he's a sad Burton.
Burton? My favourite beer. Let's have a pint.
Come on. Thank you, I need it.
So do I.
Well, salute, Malinowski.
Your button's Komovsky. Good job he hasn't got a flint in his nose.
Why, boss?
Well, every time he'd rubbed it, he'd set fire to his moustache. Well, now I'd better go and get some coffee for my paper.
Oh, excuse me. Have you erected your flats yet?
Well, at the moment, I've only got the rent up. 3 guineas a week, but if you arrive with bucket and spade, 30.
Well, may I show you my latest space-saving device? An upright bath.
Nummy! Looks like a sentry box. But what am I supposed to do? Present legs when anybody passes? Well, how to keep the water in?
Oh, it's fitted with a little door.
Any windows?
No windows.
Well, how do I know whether there's anybody in it?
You ring a bell.
Ring a bell? I suppose the butler comes to the door and says, round the back, please, eh?
Can't you be serious?
Certainly. I've got some bad news for you.
Oh?
Yes, I never bath.
Never bath? Why not?
Well, I take the spots out with brown paper and a hot iron.
Oh, bother.
Oh, dear. He is. He's got a lovely wife, that chap. A real ideal home exhibition. Sam, I'll hold a press conference at 11 o'clock.
They're open at 11, boss.
Didn't you hear what I said? I'll hold a press conference at 10:30. Now, who's next?
Ah, Mr. M. Press. I have just heard a funny rhymer.
Well, who is it? A.P. Herbert?
No. You know how quickly a rhymer spreads.
Especially after a heavy meal, yes. But what is this rhymer or rumor?
That at last you are going to write an editorial for your periodical.
Editorial for my periodical? Well, I may have been held up to ridicule for doing a nudical, dudical, imbecubical, but as for doing an editorial in my periodical, the whole thing's highly perigodical, you silly foolical.
Mr. Hanlip?
Comical.
Oh, Mr. Pen and Inkley, I cannot swallow your Liverpool accent.
How dare you? Another crack like that and I'll talk your Burton head off.
All right, Mr. Ransom. Let us kiss and be fiends.
Right. I am Poltergeist. Now, what do you want?
I want to be your theatrical cricket.
Theatrical cricket? What do you want to do? Bowler Maiden over the mountains with Josie Collins?
Last night, I went to the Fish Market Theater, and this is what I have wrought.
Well, read me a bit, so-so, while I eat arsenic in cold place.
Listen, the whole world is flicking to see that great Shakespearean actor, John P. Spud, in The Munching of Venison.
Dear, dear.
Never have I seen on any stag a better Skylark.
Well, who's playing Skylark? Lawrence all over you.
And as for the lady who plays Persia, words fool me.
They fool me, too. You better get back to your barrow and make Midsummer's ice cream. Anyway, there's a new revival coming on at the Panopticon. It's called Oliver Shag.
Twist!
Bust! That's Fulton's yawn.
And now, in the words of the immortal bird, toodaloo!
In the words of my particular bird, where have you been? You know, he doesn't know anything about a theatre. He thinks the first act is to take his coat off. Well, I must get a pin-up girl to illustrate my leading article.
What about me, Tommy?
Oh, it's that Anne again. Did you come by lorry, Annie?
No, but I was wondering, could you build me a wee button pen?
No, but I could buy you a wee button boot if you buy the other one yourself. Are you going to sing another Scotch song today?
Oh, dinna fash yourself.
Dinna fash yourself? Well, I don't know.
I'm going to sing the polka from Meet Me in St. Louis.
Dinna fash yourself? Well, I don't know.
It's called Skip to My Loo.
Well, I don't know.
What don't you know?
Dinna fash yourself. I'll sing, Anne.
On your Sunday, go to meeting and I'll take you by the hand. If you will be my dancing partner, we will dance to beat the band. So join the promenade and lead the big parade. And if you don't get home at all, your pa will understand. So choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. I'll be glad to go with you, so prithee do not parley. But if I do, it's up to you to let me dance with Charlie.
Skip to Maloo.
Charlie.
Skip to Maloo.
Charlie.
Skip to Maloo.
Skip to Maloo, my darling. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier.
'Twas on a Monday morning, right early in the year, when Charlie came to her tune, the young Chevalier. Oh, Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young Chevalier. Charlie, 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 skip to Maloo, my darling. Lost my partner, skip to Maloo. Lost my partner, skip to Maloo. Lost my partner, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. I'll fly away to an apron state. I don't care what my friends say. We'll dance and sing till broad daylight and won't get home till Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, skip to Maloo, 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 skip to Maloo, my darling.
Well, I don't know. That's the best Scots-American I've heard for a long time. Well, how's the building getting on, Sam?
Didn't fash yourself, boss.
You been at my scotch again?
I never touched scotch hooch.
Never touched scotch hooch? Well, if you had a shot each of scotch hooch, we could each do the shot each. Repeat that, will you?
If we had a shot each of scotch hooch, we could each do the shot each.
Sam?
Yeah, boss?
Didn't splash yourself. Now, what about some advertisements for my paper?
There's one just come in, boss.
Oh, yeah, what's this? German artist and author, rapidly retiring from business, would like to exchange 12 gorgeous uniforms for a set of overalls and a whitewash brush. Phone, Birch's Garden, where to, oh, where? I wonder who that could be, Sam.
Oh, there you are. How's him, how's...
Bobby Howe's always doing all right, I think.
No. How's...
It's a nice house. How's yours?
Fine. That's what I came for.
Oh.
You all right?
Next Thursday. Now, my time's worth...
Oh, more than that, yes. Come to that, I'm pretty...
Not from here, you're not. No. But what do you want?
Oh, yeah. I want to put a...
Use your niblick.
Yeah. No. No, I want to put an advertisement. Yeah, that's it. How do you spell it?
Yes. Chilling each way. Now, what do you want to advertise?
I'm afraid I've, I can't remember. It's, how much?
I'll put it in a blank space.
Oh, well, that's easy. I'll give you a blank...
How dare you swear at me? I have a mind to give you a good...
Bye.
Ta-da. I'll never fill the paper at this rate. I'll have to go out and get a story. Now, where's my beard, Sam?
Beard, boss?
Yes, all good journalists have beards.
What? Why, boss?
Well, so they can pull faces at Lord Beaverbrook without him noticing. Now, come on, Sam. Hook it on to me. I don't want Hotchkiss to know I'm going out. Who's put snuff in these whiskers?
Mr. Hanlip?
Blowing.
Why are you wearing those ridiculous whiskers?
Well, my shirt hasn't come back from the laundry.
Take them off at once and give them to me.
That's an idea. Sam, ring up the circus and tell them we've got a bearded lady for sale. We'll make a fortune. Now, what can we call you? I know, Fanny Fungus. Terrific, that'll be.
Mr. Handley, stop dribbling and listen. No one shall rent a flat unless I inspect them, question them, and approve of them.
They'll make a lovely sporran.
What will?
Those whiskers.
Oh... Mr. Handley, you won't appreciate me until I'm gone.
Well, you better hurry up or the barber will be shut.
What are you talking about?
Those whiskers.
Oh, will you please talk sense? And why are you staring like that?
I'm beard watching. I say, Hotchkiss, you better hurry home tonight.
Why, pray?
Well, you'll have the boys chasing you with stepladders.
Chasing me?
Yeah, to get the eggs.
The eggs?
Yeah, out of the nest.
What nest?
In those whiskers.
Oh, it's no good talking to you.
No, it isn't. Besides, I've got to get on with my singing lesson.
Singing lesson?
Yes, now be quiet, please. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
No!
That's right. Get out. That woman's growing on me. I'll have to have her shaved off.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
Boss, I got some ads for you.
Oh, that's very clever of you, Sam. Let me see. What's this for sale? Small country cottage in Warrington. Overlooking canal. Excellent fishing from attic window. Price including rod and line, £7,000. Well, that's a bargain, Sam. I bet it's worth 150 quid. Any more?
Yeah, boss. Here's one.
Oh. Are you too fat? Use Chuckabutty composite. And say ta-ta to tummies. For testimonial, see Shadwell. Well. Any more?
Yeah, boss. Here's another. Learn to broadcast and make a fortune.
The wrong way around, Sam. It should be make your fortune and then you can afford to broadcast.
Oh, here's one for you, boss.
For me?
Yeah. Wanted, companion for rich lady. Good food and regular outings. Phone anytime to Pineworth 0001.
That sounds grand, Sam. Now phone up and recommend me.
Okay, boss. Hello. Is that Pineworth 0001?
Yes.
I think I've got the companion you're wanting.
Oh, splendid.
What does she sound like, Sam?
Blonde, boss.
Proceed, Sam.
Is he quiet?
Say yes.
Yeah, lady.
How's his appetite?
How's your appetite, boss?
Thirsty.
Okay, lady.
Is he all right about the house?
Are you, boss?
Well, most of the time.
Yes, lady.
Do you think he'd sleep on the end of the bed?
Hey, give me the phone, Sam. Hello, Blondie.
Who's that?
I'm your new companion.
I don't want a man. I want a shaggy dog.
Get the whiskers, Sam. Fancy falling for that.
Can I do your nails, sir? Oh.
Mrs. Muff, with a horn-rimmed bonnet and caterpillar boots. Have you just shuffled off a buffalo?
It's me, Mr. Ensemble, sir.
Well, you're bursting out of your perimeter. Well, I like the general pattern.
My friend Mrs. Plackett designed it.
It's a bit saucy, isn't it?
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Plackett's most respectable.
Well, I know she is. She always powders her nose with a veil down. I mean, is she a dressmaker?
Well, hardly, sir. She's a wonder at making, doing, mending.
Oh?
Why, she made a blouse out of a pair of
Quite. Yes, all right. Well, now, Mrs. M, you know I'm going to publish the first edition of my paper.
Oh, sir. I once went out with a reporter.
Oh?
He took down everything I said.
Did he? Oh, well. Well, did you tell him about the time we went fishing at Margate?
Yes, sir. We caught some eels and they slipped down my neck.
And all the way home in the bus you were doing the conga sitting down. Eh? Laugh, I could eat a plateful. Well, I suppose this reporter of yours was always going out after stories.
He was always going out, sir, but I don't know what after.
Sounds like the editor of the Radio Times.
I've never seen anyone so nosy. The questions he asked.
Really?
Well, it takes something to give me a red face.
Well, I don't know. I saw you go crimson that time at the Savoy when you slipped on the polished floor and the shrimps fell out of your muff. Did he want to marry you, Mrs. M?
Well, he never said so in so many words, sir. But he did call me his leading article.
Well, as long as he didn't take you for a comic strip. Do you ever hear from him?
Oh, yes, sir. He's got on all right. They've made him what they call a pub editor. Afterwards, he married a barmaid.
I see. Now he's a licensed tickler. Well, what about you doing a column for my paper?
I'll jot down some of my domestic hints, sir.
Yes, give them that one about how to bath a baby in a colander.
I don't know that one, sir.
Oh, it's easy. You put the colander on the baby's head and squirt water through the holes.
Sir.
It's easy.
I brought this for you.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it?
It's a compositor's concoction, sir.
Looks to me like a dollop of...
Mr. Hand there?
That's it.
TTFN.
P-I-N-G-P-O-N-G.
What's that, sir?
It's a game you play with a little celluloid ball and two bats. She's got a wonderful figure. I wonder how she gets it all in one room. Well, all I need now is a musical critic.
What about me, Tommy?
Now, it's either a daffodil with a hat on or Charlie Shadwell with egg round his mouth. Charlie, do you know anything about music?
I know music from A to Z.
Mr. Shadwell?
Well, A to B.
That's better. Can you give me a sample of your work?
Well, would you like to hear me conduct Leighton Lucas's version of The Turkey in the Straw?
Well, I would, but would Leighton Lucas like it? He's a bit of a Leighton buzzard, is Lucas.
Well, carry on, Jack.
No more interruptions, please. I must write my editorial. Clean the whiteboard, Sam, and get me a piece of black chalk.
Mr. Randley, Mr. Randley, Mr. Randley!
Yes.
A man wants to take a train to Timbuktu.
He can't.
I said, don't spoil it, it's a riddle.
It's an impossibility.
Well, make it Tony Pandy or Great Missenden.
I don't care if it's Tony Lowry or Clive Richardson.
You're putting me off. I'll have to start again.
All right, I'll get Sam to hold your breath.
I'll go out and come in again.
That's right. Now, I wonder if you can do that drinking a glass of water. I'll ask him when he comes back. Now, the man I want to see is the writer of my children's corner.
Here I am, mister.
What, you, Mark? Can you write for kids?
I'll have to ask me dad.
I knew it. Right, I'll ask him. Hello? Is that dad?
It's a professor. It's my lord's example.
He's a jellycutionist. Can your lad write for kids?
Oh, yes. Nothing.
Thank you.
What do we say, mister?
Well, he says there's no harm in your writing for kids, but he doesn't think you'll get any. Hello, who's this little girl?
She's my latest.
Well, isn't she pretty? She's got a brother's mother's feet and a father's corns. Well, my little dear, how many brothers and sisters have you?
Well, there's 21 of us.
Oh, is there? I'll come and shuffle you someday. We'll play pontoon. Don't you, dear? You'll get over it. Well, why don't you like them?
They pinch my garters to make catapults.
You're lucky. Why, when I was a boy, I used
to... Mr. Handler!
Go and bash your head.
What did you say?
He said he'll have to ask his dad.
Thank you, Mark. And in return is a new caster for your left leg. Now, off you go. Sam, we're wasting too much time. Call my editorial staff together and phone the paper controller. Tell him to send me 50 tons.
50 tons of paper, boss? You can't get all that.
All right, well, order a choir.
Okay, boss.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Mr. Andy, Mr. Andy, Mr. Andy!
Go away, 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 away.
A man wants to get a train to Tinnegongle.
Why?
Eh?
You can't get a train there. You can only get a bus.
I wish you'd let me get on.
But the train isn't in yet.
Eh? Oh, shall I come back later?
That's right. I hope he doesn't come back.
Hail, Smiley Morn, Smiley Morn, Smiley Morn!
Sam, what's all that noise outside?
It's the choir you ordered.
Suffering catfish. He's getting worse. I'll have to put him in charge of a quiz.
Fizz Handler.
Oh, dear.
Let's have a magnum to celebrate the end of the war.
Which war, Colonel?
Any war, sir.
We'll make it the War of the Roses and be on the safe side.
I say, sir, they're on the run.
Rum? Ah, now you're talking.
Yes, it's a good head.
I'll bet Hitler's feeling the draft.
Where, sir?
His bridges are down.
Oh, I say, yes. Jolly good, sir.
Yes.
Hit those trousers have fallen off.
He enjoyed that. He nearly broke in two. Now, dear old Colonel, he thinks V-Day stands for VAT Day.
Heil, heil. I mean, hello, hello. I hope I find you very well.
Why, it's Johann Bull. How did you carry your bags with both hands on your head? Are you the advance agent for Victory Week?
Yes. We're doing fine, are we not?
Well, it certainly seems to be your swanning song.
Oh, we're not enemies any longer. I am anti-Nazi.
Well, tell that to Uncle Joe.
Now, just look at these nice little Easter eggs for the little children.
Let's have a look at one. Well, that's the first time I've seen an Easter egg with a pin in it. What do you do? What do you do with it?
Oh, you pull it out. It springs open and a little chick says, Heil Cecil.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you pull it out and I'll go and tell the others.
Jawohl.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
Where's your Anne Bull?
He just left in a hurry. Hello?
It's a host of the Aiden, the Rüchens, Heisken, Geisen.
Oh, Dresden.
The Lager, Geisen, Gülz, Gülzken, Eil, Dresden.
Thank you. Sam? Sam, Bull's in the china shop.
Hey, boss. All your editorial staff are outside.
Okay, Sam, I'll see them.
Ah, Mr. Robert DeHoy, for you I have written some funny jokes that will make you laugh like I'd ranger.
Send them to Mr. Middleton.
I've got your domestic hints, sir. Would you like to hear them?
I don't mind if I do.
You took the words right out of my mouth, sir.
Get out of here, Colonel.
Mr. Henley, Mr. Henley, Mr. Henley!
Hurry up, pop, 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 pop.
A woman sends her husband to buy a sausage roll. He gets one 18 inches long. On his way home, he gets hungry. He eats 6 inches in the train, 6 inches on the bus, 3 inches on the doorstep. When his wife opens the door, he hands the remains to his wife. What does she say?
This is the end.
That's right.
You've been listening to Tommy Handy in Itmar with Jack Train, Dorothy Summers, Horace Percival, Dino Galvani, Sidney Keith, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Diana Morrison, and Anne Rich. The augmented BBC variety orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.